Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Brittany Meisner, Economic and Community Development Director, Village of Hebron. Beautiful looking day right now, mix of sun and clouds, high near 88, cloudy tonight, a low near 57, and then Saturday, just an absolutely gorgeous day, especially if you want to go down and eat some pie at the Hebron Pie Festival. Sunny and a high near 86. Brittany, we'll just jump right in there. What's it like for Brittany Meisner thinking about Hebron Pie Festival? Is it on your mind 24 hours a day?
24 hours a day right now. I am losing sleep over pie, but we are really excited. We are really excited to bring this back to the community. This has happened two other times, and this will be the third time, and it's going to be better than ever.
You know, I remember going down for the first one, and obviously you're coming down, there's the pies, but it does have a great festival feel. You had different things, crafts and all those kind of things, so it's not just about pies, correct? I mean, there will be some other things for folks?
Absolutely. There's all kinds of opportunities to have a good time. We have several entertainers. We have a pie eating competition. We have and the pie eating competition, I need to mention that we've added a youth section for that too. So adult and youth for that pie eating
competition. Are the Meisner girls in that one?
I don't know. I think we might be able to convince the 9-year-old, but my 13-year-old will just roll her eyes at me. We have a royalty contest, which is new. So we'll have some pie princesses and princes in the Village of Hebron. The Blue Ribbon Pie Baking Competition. We have more participants in that than I understand we've ever had. And it's going to be some steep competition. So this is going to be really fun. And then we have all kinds of kids activities, like the YMCA is coming down with their Y on the Fly bus. We have Santa Fonte's Art Studio, which is a new art studio in the village that's going to be doing some activities with the kids, face painting, all the fun stuff. And about 20 vendors will be there as well.
And it all kicks off this time with a parade, correct?
Yes.
Maybe explain a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're really excited to bring the parade to the village. So the village has a long history of parades, but we've seen kind of a gap in that happening for different reasons. And now, funny story is my sister is the one who told me, she's like, you need a parade. And I'm like, I can't do that the first year I'm taking it over. We'll do that another year. And she kept hounding me. So I'm like, you're right. We do need a parade. You're going to be the chair. And so she is.
And I know her sister.
Yes. She is chairing the parade, and she has done a phenomenal job. We have over 40 organizations, anywhere from our business community to our youth sports to our local nonprofits, our band, which Lakewood, Us Lancers.
I heard they got a pretty decent band.
Yes, we are very proud of our band, and they will be leading the parade. So we're really excited about that.
Brilliant.
So it
gets
fun.
It really gets down to, though, and I know that you're not at liberty to discuss, but rumor is that there's about 7,000 people that have signed up on Facebook to attend or like or whatever.
Interested
in the event. And there's actually a competition now, people actually guessing how many pieces of pie will be available at the Pie Festival.
Yes.
Walk me through that.
So our local business, Clay's Cafe, so if you know Hebron, you know Clay's Cafe, they put out a social media contest, essentially allowing residents and customers to guess how many slices of pie we are going to have. Mm-hmm. And so when you asked me about how many slices, I did not feel I was at liberty to divulge that information and ruin the competition. But I can tell you it is a lot of pie, truckloads of pie.
It is a finite number, though, is it? I mean, it's not limitless.
No, it is not limitless. We have fry pies, we have fruit pies, we have added cream pies, and we even have gluten-free and sugar-free pies this year.
Wow.
Yeah, we're stepping it up. And only limited, though.
At the pie.
Well, for those folks who got it.
Pie doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's why there's only a few, just in case.
Okay. But and then, So, I mean, again, without getting, you know, too far into the weeds, so are the pies, I mean, if the turnout becomes overwhelming, mm-hmm. do you start trimming the pie slices down? How do you handle that?
No, we will not do that because it's $4 a slice for whichever pie you choose, and we want to make sure everybody gets a decent size slice of pie.
Okay.
The part that's been keeping me up at night is running out of pie.
Right.
It is a possibility. So I would tell you to get there early. Okay. Make sure you get your slices. You know, we feel really good about the numbers that we've worked out, but it's really difficult to plan for something like this.
Well, and then too, the corollary is having too much.
Exactly.
I mean, because too much pie, I mean, for some people, it sounds like, come on, that's not a problem. But if everybody that works there is like, come on, take a couple pies home with you, it gets to be, you got to try to find a sweet spot in there.
Absolutely. And this is actually in partnership with the Hebron Historical Society. They're the ones that are really putting on this festival. And we want to make sure next year that we can add even more elements to the festival and continue to do it year after year. So, you know, those pies, they play a big piece in that financial security of this festival.
Right on.
Let me first jump in here and say there's never too many pies. We'll start right there.
You swing by at 6 o'clock and bring a truck in case.
I got an SUV. I'll load them in there.
And bring the corresponding checkbook to pay.
Oh, I have to pay for said pies.
Pie.
Oh,
bingo.
Oh, I thought you back to the earlier statement where the financials big benefit to the upcoming and future events.
All I heard was too many pies. We got to get rid of them. That's all I heard. I'll be honest with you.
Selective hearing.
Do you know what flavors? I mean, if folks are looking for.
So we have a whole list of flavors. Actually, there were flavors on this list that I didn't even know existed. I'm going to see if I can pull it up here. But of course, all the favorites: apple, blueberry, strawberry, rhubarb, pumpkin. Let's see, banana cream, blackberry, cherry, chocolate cream, coconut, raisin pie was the one I didn't realize that's a thing. So we'll have that. Pecan pie, peach pie, peanut butter pie. The list just goes on.
I don't know about you, but my mouth is watering right now. She had me at all varieties. Yeah. Other than anything with coconut, obviously, I'm not going to be messing with it. But I think it's cool that you guys are bringing the cream pies in.
Yes.
I mean, that's because a lot of people... Yeah. And I'm not saying I don't, but for me, this is all about the fruit or the pumpkin pie. I mean, but these cream pies, people love these things.
Yeah, that was feedback that I saw a lot of in the past years, was really wanting that option. And so our chair this year, I have to give a shout out to her, Melissa McBride. She has taken on probably one of the most important aspects, if not the most important aspect of this festival. And the logistics of it can be a nightmare. And she has been doing a fabulous job working her tail off to make sure the Village of Hebron has pies.
And remind folks where it's actually taking place.
Absolutely. So it's going to be at the corner of Main and High Street, right in the center of the village. The best way I can explain it is beside Park National Bank or across the street from Hebron Dairy Bar, because everyone knows where that is, right there in the center of the village. So actually keep in mind that North Street will be closed for the festival. Mm-hmm.
And so there's one place I can get pie?
One place you can get pie. We make it really easy.
Make it really easy, but...
Long line.
That's what I'm thinking.
We have all kinds of volunteers.
One-storied pie cutter. Okay, we got one slice apple. Let me find the apple.
So we will make sure that they're already sliced, believe me. And we have this down to a science.
I remember this from last time.
We'll get you through that line. Don't you worry.
All right, now, first off, I must say I'm a little hurt. And, you know, my feelings have been crushed that there's going to be... judges.
Yes.
For the pie contests. I was not called Joel, I don't believe you were called either to
negatory,
be
good buddy.
Because that's something that would have been right up our alley.
We are starting to recruit people for next year, so I will put you both down.
Too little, too late.
I'm crushed.
I'm so sorry.
So how does that work? Who are your judges for the pie eating contest?
For the pie baking competition, Blue Ribbon Pie Baking Competition, that's being led by Penny Wolf and Bridget Rose. And we have three... judges. And so our first one is Mike McFarland, and I have to tell a little story. So he's technically the originator of this pie festival. He's our former mayor in the village. And a lot of people have asked, how did you determine pie? I mean, we don't have any historic significance to pie. And so our current mayor, Mayor Mokas, she tells the story that when they felt really passionately about bringing something like this to bring the community together, they were brainstorming, and Mike went to her and says, what is something that everyone loves? What's the food that brings people together everyone loves? And Mayor Mokas says, potatoes.
You would be happy with that.
I'm down. I can think of a million potato recipes right off the top of my head, and I'm down.
And Mike was like, no, pies. And so that is really how we got to having the pie festival. So I love that story.
Sweet potato pie.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
Hey.
That's about it. Yeah. I'm not doing a mashed potato pie.
Well, I'm just saying.
French fry pie.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Curly fry pie. I mean, I'm not trying any of those. Thank you very much.
I'm just saying. That sounds all good to me.
I was going
to
say.
All right, so you got the former mayor. I'll make a call to him and say, you're going to be sick tomorrow, right?
And Tommy Sue, she's the owner of Let Me Do It Catering and chef at the Buckingham Meeting House.
Know Tommy Sue very well.
Absolutely. Yes. And then Michael Salyer, he's the owner of Desserts Bakery, one of the owners, and he calls himself the chief taster. So Desserts Bakery, they have a location in Heath that has a great following, but they have opened a second location in the Village, and they have been a great addition.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need to start talking to these. Actually, I texted Tommy Sue about something the other day. I may text her again and go, you're looking a little peaked. You may want to stay home. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Brittany Meisner, Economic and Community Development Director for the Village of Hebron. Mix of sun and clouds throughout the day today. High right around 88. Some clouds tonight if you're heading out for high school football, but it should be beautiful. 57 is the low. And then on Saturday, sunny with a high near 86. Perfect weather to head down to the Hebron Pie Festival and enjoy some pies. Now, you were just saying, you know, you're not in the pie eating contest, but you have had a pie thrown in your face. How'd that happen? Was that at one of the events?
It was at the very first pie festival. That's when I was on the Board of Education for Lakewood, and somehow I got roped into being one of the pie in the face participants, and it was definitely an interesting experience.
What'd you get smoked with?
It was actually all whipped cream pies.
Oh, okay.
But I will tell you, you think that that would be a good material or substance to do this event or this activity, but even after you take a shower, that just remains in your hair for quite a few days. So I will not be signing up for that again.
Are you doing something like that this year?
We are not. Okay. We did not add that this year because we added so many other opportunities.
You were doing
like
everything you could
contest
to get that thing out of there.
That's a great fundraising opportunity, though.
It is.
You know, take bids on who gets the pie in the face, those kinds of things.
Now I handle zoning, so I feel like that would be a safety
would line
issue
up for that,
if I participated in that.
Probably a good call.
Everybody would line up to throw one. Favorite pie, though? Do you have a favorite pie?
Probably apple pie.
Okay.
Yeah, the
just
classic.
Stay all American.
Yeah.
Favorite pie?
No.
Yeah, all of them, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you limit it to just one?
Oh, I can limit it. Well, not one, but there's
I mean, seasonally, I mean, it changes. I mean, I'm good with apple pie, but pecan pie, pumpkin pie. I had a pumpkin fry pie earlier this week, and it was phenomenal.
Really?
Little light dusting of, I mean, it's just it's unbelievable. But sweet potato pie, I mean, just, yeah, pie.
Well, I told you, I am all pie, in pie. This year for this thing. There's no doubt about that.
Right on.
And you said the dairy, I can't think of it.
Hebron Dairy Bar. Mm-hmm.
If I'm them, I'd be open, and all I would be doing is selling little cups of vanilla ice cream. Like, here, this is going to go really well with your pie.
That is actually exactly why we don't sell ice cream at the festival, because we have Hebron Dairy Bar and we have Clay's Cafe in the Village. I mean,
what more?
You can't get any better ice cream. So those will be the options. And they, Hebron Dairy Bar specifically, they have a pumpkin pie flurry special. I think they're having like an apple cider slushy. So they're definitely contributing and having some fun with this too.
And Brittany, as economic and community development director, how important is it that you get the folks, the businesses in the community involved in an event like this? Because, I mean, that's what you're going to need is that buy-in.
Absolutely. I mean, it's critical. The entire point of this festival is to bring the community together. And when we say bring the community together, that's our residents, but that's our business community too. And we want this to be a successful day for the festival, but a successful day for their businesses as well. Especially, we know the people that we're going to be bringing in. We'll have a lot of residents, but we're going to have a lot of visitors. And we want them to not only enjoy our businesses that day, but also come back in the future.
Yeah. What's the draw to Hebron? I mean, everything seems to be growing, you know, even, you know, you're down that way. Everybody talks about Western Licking County, but you and I were talking beforehand, you know, housing starts in Hebron are up. I mean, what's the draw to Hebron? What would you say to folks as the community development director, economic director, say, this is a place you want to be?
Absolutely. So we're a small community, but we have great history. We have great residents. We have great businesses. We're a mile and a half away from North Bank at the lake. We have national trails right outside the village and Dawes right down the street. So we're in a perfect location surrounded by some really great staples in the county. And I think, you know, as we continue to grow, we're still being really mindful and intentional about that and making sure that we are bringing the community together. So one of the main aspects of my position, it's supporting the businesses and helping the development process, but it's also community development, community outreach. And we're trying to be proactive about establishing those foundational celebrations in our community so that we know who our identity is, even as we grow and adapt, because that's inevitable. We know who Hebron is and we know why people want to be in Hebron.
And if I'm not mistaken, you said Mayor Mokas is having a kind of a listening session today with, I mean, is that something she's been doing on a regular basis, is meeting with community members saying, okay, tell us things that you want to see. Tell us things you don't want to see.
Absolutely. Mayor Mokas, that's probably her top priority, is making sure that she hears from our residents, trying to find solutions or at least have really transparent, honest conversations about the different things that we're experiencing or we can anticipate coming down the line. One thing that we've implemented under her administration is monthly stakeholder meetings that we've been hosting. So that's been anywhere from meeting with local residents to different sectors of the business community, to our farming community. So we've been hosting those every month and just really focusing on making sure we're establishing relationships with different sectors of our community.
How tough is that balance act between needing to do the economic development, but keeping that kind of rural feel, keeping the farmers happy? Because I know, you know, we all know with what happened with Intel, with the pricing and then homes selling and people selling their land. How tough is that for somebody whose job as an economic development director is to say, okay, I got to worry about these people too?
It's probably the most difficult aspect of my position, especially you add in that I'm a lifelong resident and I, of course, have lots of opinions about the village and what's important to me that it remains. So again, it's that balance, making sure that we have a plan, making sure that we're being intentional about the growth, making sure that when developers do come in, that we're giving them the full picture and that we're setting the tone for expectations. And that's been really important to not only our mayor, but our new administrator and myself and the rest of the leadership of the village. And those are tough conversations to have because we're a small community that has not experienced a lot of change over several years. And now we're seeing that. And those conversations aren't easy to have, but they're necessary.
It's amazing. I mean, you don't think about, you know, you and Joel and I have talked. He lives out, you know, in the Utica area, but, and he's had to deal with from things he's done before. I mean, it's not an easy thing to kind of negotiate with some
folks.
Well,
that's the thing. It's all measured and it's all, you know, with purpose, what you're trying to accomplish. And there's a lot of outside influence.
Absolutely.
Anymore. And I mean, the people that have lived where they've lived for so long, like, I like it this way. It's why I chose to live here and raise my family here. And then you got these outside influence. And there's almost a level of distrust from people that are like, you know, coming out from Columbus or, you know, with Intel, you know, all the national and international baggage. I mean, that's a hard balancing act.
It definitely is. And that's why I feel really blessed to be able to do this work in the community I live, because I think it just helps add that layer, the fact that whatever decisions we make in the office or our council make or the conversations that I'm helping facilitate, it impacts me just as much as the next person in the community. So having that investment, I think, is really important.
Yeah. So what's it like if I'm a new business? I'm, you know, thinking I want to come to Hebron and set up my shingle. I mean, are there places available now? Are there opportunities for development? To walk me through that.
Yeah. So we are growing. And so, you know, retail space is something that I'm really low on right now because we've had just in the last year, a lot of it scooped up. Mm. So luckily, we're working with some developers that have some ideas of bringing some more retail space. One of the biggest pieces of feedback that I've received from our residents, actually, as soon as I started, hey, Brittany, we need more restaurants. you know, we're really actually we're going to. This is the first place I'm sharing this, but really launch a campaign this fall to help attract small business or local entrepreneurs to start up businesses anywhere from coffee shops and restaurants to a health and fitness center in the village. Because as we're growing and welcoming new residents, we know that those are amenities and businesses that are going to have a really great opportunity in the village.
Yeah, no doubt about it. People want those amenities. I mean,
absolutely.
You go anywhere and there's coffee shops everywhere, mm-hmm. and they've got people in them. Mm-hmm. I mean, folks are like, okay, if this one's busy, I'm going to shoot over mm-hmm. here and I'm going to get it here. Or you talked about the physical fitness and those kind of things. Those are the things that people are looking for when they move to communities.
Absolutely.
I don't have to tell you that. I mean, you know that as well.
Well,
I mean,
and on the heels of a pie festival, what better business to open than a fitness center?
That's right.
I mean, boom.
Coffee shop and fitness center.
Very good point.
Got you all taken care of. To go back to the Pie Festival real quick, this is a fundraiser for the Hebron Historical Society,
correct.
Right? Maybe for folks who are like, didn't even know we had a historical society, yeah. what they're doing.
Yeah, so the Hebron Historical Society, I think, don't quote me, I didn't come prepared with this, but I'm almost positive they're getting ready to celebrate their 50 year next year. And they have done amazing work in our community trying to preserve the history, not only for the village of Hebron, but also for Lakewood. They have a really small space right now that's open on occasion. But even though it's a small space, when you go in there and you see some of the memorabilia and the items that they have, it's just so awesome. Especially, you know, we have Hebron Elementary, which was decommissioned. It's not a school at the moment, but it's still a historical building, and it just has a lot of significance to the village. And so being able to see some of the pictures and items that they have from that has been really nice. They host open houses on occasion. If you've not been there and you're connected to the village or to Lakewood in any way, or maybe you're just interested in history, I highly recommend chatting with them. They're going to have a really cool display at the Pie Festival, actually. So, and they'll be in the parade, of course.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Are there any good pictures of Brittany Meisner and her sister when you were young running around the high schools on Friday nights? Nothing like that,
yeah,
huh?
Nothing like that. I would like to think that that's not considered historical yet, Dave.
Join the club. Join the club.
History is yesterday and beyond. So,
all right, real quick, give me all the things that people need to know about the Pie Festival, the parade, when everything's going to take off and where it's going to be.
All right, deal. So Hebron Pie Festival on Saturday, September 14th. We're kicking things off at 11 a.m. with a parade, and not just any parade. This is going to be a huge parade starting at Kroger and ending at Hebron New Life. Lots of great space to set up on the historical Route 40 to see this parade. And then we will kick off the actual festival from 12 to 6. We'll have all kinds of pies for sale. We will have live entertainment, food trucks, a royalty contest, pie eating competition, a pie baking competition. You will not be short on things to do, but we hope you will consider joining us.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. I've already said how I've got my day planned, and it's starting with the Pie Festival. That's where I'll be. I was down there the first year and had a lot of fun. And you're right, we came a little late the first year, and some pies were gone.
Yeah.
Some pies were gone. So that's the tip from the pro. Get there early.
And I'd like to mention we have a Facebook page, Hebron Pie Festival, that has all the updates and all the information. And then, of course, if you have any questions, you can reach out to either myself or my co-chair, Caitlin Bowman, and we can be reached at the Village of Hebron offices.
So it should be a great time. I'm sure I'll see you down there running around going, do we have enough pie? Do I need to run somewhere and get somebody turn on the oven? So hopefully you'll have plenty of pies. But get there early. Make sure you get your pies and just have a lot of fun and check out the parade. First year ever. That'll be a great time.